News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's win or go home for the U.S. at the World Cup in Qatar. The opponent today is Iran. Feelings between the two countries run much deeper than soccer. Aileen Nouyed from Lebanon was asked who will win.
Of course, I'm not with Iran. After all the disaster they made, definitely I'm with America. The United States, I know they were not 100% helping us somewhere, but I think I still will go with the United States.
Iran's nationwide protest, an expanding nuclear program, and regional and international attacks linked back to Tehran have pushed the match beyond the stadium and into geopolitics. President Biden met with congressional leaders at the White House about his plan leading up to the end of Democratic control in the House.
We're going to work together to fund, I hope, work together to fund the government, COVID, and the war in Ukraine, all controversial and consequential issues. And we're going to find other areas of common ground, I hope, because the American people want us to work together.
And there is a potential freight rail strike next month. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he was told by the president the rail situation was fixed.
Nobody wants the economy to fail. Nobody wants this to happen. But this is another situation where an administration told us one thing, just like they told us about inflation, was transitory. We found that it was not.
A Walmart employee who survived last week's mass shooting at a store in Virginia filed a $50 million lawsuit against the company for allegedly continuing to employ the shooter, a store supervisor who had known propensities for violence, threats, and strange behavior. Moscow has postponed a round of nuclear arms control talks with the U.S. set for this week because of stark differences in approach and tensions over Ukraine. Chinese universities are sending students home, and police are fanning out in Beijing and Shanghai to prevent more coronavirus protests. This is AP News. A bat devastated by fungal disease is now on the endangered species list.
The northern long-eared bat was classified as threatened in 2015, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has now declared it an endangered species, driven to the brink of extinction by white nose syndrome, a fungal disease that has killed millions of bats among a dozen species, attacking their wings, muzzles, and ears. It causes bats to come out of hibernation too early. If you live on moths, beetles, and other insects, that's not good for your survival. White nose syndrome has spread across nearly 80% of the bat's geographical range in 37 states and Canada. Fish and wildlife officials say they will work with timber companies and landowners to protect trees where bats nest and seek cooperation from the wind energy industry to reduce bat strikes by wind turbines. I'm Jennifer King.
Police in Britain arrested a man over the deaths of at least 27 people who drowned while trying to cross the English Channel in a dinghy last year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.